Good morning, Lillooet, and welcome to another day of live broadcasting here on CHLS 100.5 FM. My name is Jeff O'Kelly. This program is Snooze Button. I'll be with you until 9 o'clock. Well, yesterday morning, I finished the show with music by Tchaikovsky. This morning, we are starting the show with music by Tchaikovsky. We just heard the first of the set of 12 pieces that are collectively known as the Seasons. They really should be known as the Months, and sometimes, I think, in modern days, modern times, the score has been published with that title, but more often still found as the Seasons. We heard the first of them, January, rather strangely, but it had just the right mellow feel that I wanted to start the show off with this morning. That one subtitled By the Fireside, and Tchaikovsky wrote this piece, pieces for piano solo, but we heard an arrangement for violin and orchestra by Peter Breiner, the violinist Takako Nishizaki, and she was playing with the Queensland Symphony Orchestra. The conductor was Peter Breiner. We're going to come back and hear two more of the months, and we will catch all the way up to July, with a few omissions in between. Right now, though, it is time for weather and road reports. Yesterday's low 21.1, the high only made it up to 36.7. Did anybody else have the experience of going out in that 36.7 degrees and going, oh, okay, this is not too bad? Certainly quite a change after the past few days, and today even more so, of course. Let's see, as of 7 a.m., the temperature was at 20 degrees. And Environment Canada says a mixture of sun and cloud today, local smoke. We'll be talking more about the smoke in a few minutes. Wind from the south at 40, gusting to 60, increasing to 60 with gusts to 80 this afternoon. We can hope that might blow some of the smoke out, but since it's coming from the south, and since the smoke and the wind are both coming from the south, that's not all that likely. However, we do have even more relief from the hot weather today. High today predicted of 28 degrees. Now, yesterday's to high was predicted to be 31, so we might get a few extra degrees today, but even so, looks like cooler than yesterday. Don't be fooled by the cooler temperatures or the smoke, though. The UV index is still listed at 8, which is very high. Tonight, mainly cloudy, 30% chance for showers overnight, local smoke, wind from the south at 60, gusting to 80, then diminishing to 40 with gusts to 60 late in the evening, a low tonight of 19 degrees. Saturday, mainly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers in the morning and afternoon, that would actually be quite welcome. Wind from the south at 40, gusting to 60, increasing to 60 with gusts to 80 in the afternoon, a high tomorrow of 26. Sunday, a mixture of sun and cloud, a 30% chance of showers, a low of 15, a high of 27. Monday, sunny, a low of 14, a high of 26, and at this point, Tuesday, predicted to be sunny with a low of 15 and a high of 26. So cooler temperatures all around, maybe a little bit of precipitation on the weekend, but I don't think anybody's going to complain too much about that. Now, there is once again from Environment Canada a special air quality statement in effect. This one, let's see, I'm just looking to see if it's any different from yesterday. It says here, smoke concentrations in the aforementioned regions, which includes ours, of course, will vary widely as winds, fire behavior, and temperatures change. Some improvement in the smoke conditions is expected later today as rain associated with a frontal system spreads across the central BC interior, but that probably won't be helping us anyway. And I see that they've still got the sentence fragment there, but I will summarize without reading the sentence fragment, just to say people that suffer from respiratory difficulties should avoid strenuous outdoor activities. I think most people know the kind of basic drill for that. Okay, that's going to end our local weather report, taking a look at conditions across the country and around the province. Right now in Halifax, it is 22 degrees and partly cloudy. Montreal, mainly sunny and 20. Toronto is 22 and mainly sunny, and Iqaluit, partly cloudy and 9. Winnipeg, 20 degrees and mainly sunny. Saskatoon has a light rain shower at 15 degrees. Yellowknife, 12 degrees and mainly sunny. Edmonton is sunny and 13. Calgary, 13 degrees and hazy. Whitehorse, partly cloudy and 9 degrees, and Prince George, 16 degrees and haze. A little little closer to home, Clinton is 10 degrees. I don't have their sky conditions. They have an air quality statement in effect there, very similar to ours. Hope, 14 degrees and sunny. Kamloops, 17 degrees. Again, the air quality statement in effect there, 13 degrees in Pemberton. And in Vancouver, it is cloudy and 16. And turning to the highways, Highway 1, let's see, taking place this Sunday, the 2014 Prospera Valley Grand Fondo. That's a cycling event that will be affecting traffic at number 3 road in Abbotsford from 9 until noon on Sunday morning. 30-minute delays expected. Watch for volunteers, traffic control, and cyclists. And then we go to roadwork on Highway 1. This is affecting westbound traffic only. This roadwork between the Yale Tunnel and the Saddle Rock Tunnel, if you're not familiar with the area, that's in the Fraser Canyon. That will be continuing today, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., single lane alternating traffic with delays of up to 20 minutes. Looks like that's the last day of that. There's also a lane closure today in Yale on Highway 1, and that will be from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m., although probably really not. It'll probably only be 2 hours of that. That's for the unloading of a crane, so just something to watch out for there. Highway 40, construction continues from 12 to 16 kilometers west of Lillooet, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, continuing through September 15th, single lane alternating traffic there. And on Highway 99 south, a reminder of the heavy traffic and delays expected between Pemberton and Whistler due to the Pemberton Music Festival that is continuing through, started on Wednesday and is continuing through Sunday. Make your travel plans in advance, allow extra time or plan alternate routes, and expect there will be increased law enforcement presence on the highway in that area. Let's see, finally on Highway 99 south, construction from 14 to 28 kilometers south of Lillooet. That work 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, continuing through September 15th with single lane alternating traffic where that's going on. And that is it for the weather and roads. Now, we will talk more about the smoke and where it's coming from. There is a fire down in the Lytton area, and I'll give you details about that in a few minutes. That fire, since it's not going to be approaching Lillooet in the next few minutes, we're going to have a couple more pieces by Tchaikovsky from The Seasons, as they are misnamed. This set of 12 piano pieces Tchaikovsky wrote, actually, they were a commission from a publisher of a Russian magazine called the Nouvelist. I don't know if it was actually, when I say Russian magazine, I mean it was printed in Russia. It may very well have been printed in the language of French, since many, many people in Russia at the time did speak French. And so each of these pieces appeared published in the magazine on a monthly basis. And they were intended primarily with amateur pianists in mind. But here and there, Tchaikovsky makes some larger demands, slightly larger demands of the pianist. I don't think these pieces are the best of his piano music, but I think they're good enough to deserve an airing now and then. They're wonderful little character pieces. Apparently, Tchaikovsky absolutely hated writing these pieces and didn't think they were very good, but then Tchaikovsky frequently suffered from a real sense of self-doubt about his own compositions. And he had a servant who he assigned the task of coming to him, a couple of days before the deadline for these pieces to be submitted to the publisher, and the servant would come and say, "Pyotr Ilyich, it is time to write another monthly piece." And sorry about it, except he wouldn't say it in English with a bad Russian accent. And so Tchaikovsky would sit down and do the job, which he didn't really enjoy. Anyway, we're going to hear two more of these pieces. The number 5, which is, of course, May Nights, it is subtitled, and it does have a somewhat nocturnal feel to it. And then a more lively one taking us on up into July, which is subtitled The Song of the Reaper. And these, once again, are arrangements that we're hearing here for violin and orchestra, arranged by Peter Briner, the violinist Takako Nishizaki, and she is playing with the Queensland Symphony Orchestra, and the conductor is Peter Briner.
Thank you.
Music by Tchaikovsky. We heard two more of the pieces known as The Seasons. You would expect there might be four of them, given the name, but no, there are 12, one for each month. We heard May, subtitled May Nights, and July, subtitled Song of the Reaper. Those were arrangements for violin and orchestra, arranged by Peter Briner, and we heard Takako Nishizaki playing the violin with the Queensland Symphony Orchestra, and Peter Briner was doing the conducting. All right, yes, I promised that I would bring you some fire information. I'll do that in a sec. I just want to give you the schedule today for Radio Lullabet. When Snooze Button wraps up, I'll leave you with the Folk World Reggae playlist. That'll be running up until Democracy Now! At 3 p.m. Democracy Now! Is 3 until 4, of course. Country music after that, and then at 6 o'clock, the 6 Mix, Classic Rock with your host Lyle. I believe Lyle will be in tonight. He's here from 6 until 8, and then Wendy's Pleasure Beat from 8 until 9. Don't forget that on Sunday mornings, if you want more classical music on Radio Lullabet, you can hear classical starting around 5 or 5:30, depending on when I remember to put it on. That runs up until 9 a.m. It's just the computer playing music. You don't have to put up with me talking. And this morning I've been loading some fresh music in so as to freshen up that playlist a little bit. At 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings, the Andrew Twisty Family Hour from 9 until 10. And then later on Sundays is Fusion Cafe with your host, Jason McLeod. And if you would like to check out the details of the schedule, you can go to our website, radiolullabet.ca. You'll find the schedule. You'll find many shows posted in podcast form and also a link to live streaming Radio Lullabet there. Okay, let's do fire reports. So the smoke that we are getting, a huge amount of the smoke that we're getting anyway, is coming from a new fire known as the 3 kilometer Botany Road fire. This is north of Lytton. It was reported first or discovered on Tuesday the 15th. I guess that's a live sound. Its size is estimated to be 470 hectares. Status active, 0% contained. There is a tactical evacuation in effect at present, and I have some details about that for you here. This is from the Thompson-Nicola Regional District. The evacuation affects all properties east of the Fraser River along the Highway 12 corridor from Highway 12 and the Botany Creek Road to Highway 12 and the Lalawisan Forest Service Road east to the western boundary of... I can't read this one. It's Botany and Indian Reserve number 15. Anyway, that's what's being affected. All right, I'm going to just put on the next music, and sorry, a little frustrated when that happens. Oh, they gave up. Okay, so I have time to properly introduce it, and hopefully they will try again. If you were trying to just reach me, we don't have secretaries or anything here at the studio. It's all done, so the only person that's available to answer the phone when somebody is on the air is the person who is on the air, and that was in this case me. So if you can hang on, and when I play the next music, then you can give me a call. I invite you to give me a call at that time. Okay, we're going to have a big contrast now. Turn to music by the Romanian composer George Enescu, or Enesco. You sometimes see his name, anglicized as. We'll listen to his Romanian Rhapsody No. 1. This piece is not quite typical of Enescu's music. It's a little, just in a more popular style than a lot of his other music. His other music is very attractive, and I quite like it. But he grew a little bit tired of how much people liked this Romanian Rhapsody No. 1 because at the same time they were kind of ignoring all the other great music he had written. Anyway, colorful, bold tunes. It'll make you feel like getting up and dancing. That's about all I have to say about it. Let's listen to the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra. The conductor is Sergio Comisiona.
Thank you.
That was music by George Enescu. We've been listening to the Romanian Rhapsody No. 1, probably his most popular composition, although there are many others that are very worthy. I would love to play his third violin sonata for you, except could be a little bit challenging at this hour of the morning, just the wrong time of day for it, I'm afraid. That was a recording with the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra. The conductor was Sergiu Comisiona, who is also Romanian and probably knows a thing or two about how that music's supposed to sound. All right, it's 8:40. Let me bring you some public service announcements. Starting with the Farmer's Market. That is on today, 8:30 a.m. till 1:30 p.m. across from the post office. Lots of great stuff there. If you're a visitor to the Lillooet area, I encourage you to drop by. You can check out the local baking, plants, produce, preserves, quilts, all sorts of stuff like that. Bring cash. Don't need a lot. And if you want the best selection of baking, show up early. There's a fundraising concert for the Miyazaki House Society that is taking place tonight at the Miyazaki House grounds. Local performers include Kate Maxson playing country blues and more. Blue Jay will be performing percussion. And Allison Buffalo, a dancer, will also be performing. That is 7 until 9 p.m. tonight, as I say, on the grounds of the Miyazaki House. All donations go to the Miyazaki House Society. And it looks like weather will be pretty decent for that. Bring yourself something comfortable to sit on, and probably a bottle of water for hydration is a good idea, though not as necessary as it was a few days ago. The Upper Chatham Language, Culture, and Education Society has a series of summer workshops going on. The first one gets underway this weekend. It'll be a two-day workshop, and I think it's Saturday and Sunday. I'm not sure when the second day is, but I believe it is this weekend as well. The workshop gets underway tomorrow at 9 a.m. Angie Frank will guide participants in making their own buckskin project at the Sewing Circle building at the Fountain Community. If you would like more information, contact Alfie at 256-4645 or Marlene at 256-7523. The Squilax First Nation has a General Assembly meeting coming up this Sunday, July the 20th. That'll be, that'll be at 10 a.m. downstairs in the band office. And snacks and lunch will be provided. If you'd like more information, get in touch with the band office at 256-4204. The next scheduled hike put on by the Rec Center will be coming up, I believe, Thursday of next week. Let me just check the calendar. Yes, it is Thursday of next week, the 24th. It'll be a day hike to the Downton Alpine Meadows, listed as moderate difficulty. I've done this one, and I found it quite doable, and so I'd maybe just put it on the low side of moderate. Anyway, beautiful hike and wonderful lake as kind of your reward when you get to or at least where I went, to the stopping point. The cost for that is a drop-in fee, or if you have a membership at the Rec Center, it is free. And all these hikes are led by hiking guide Wayne Robinson. A minimum of 8 participants are required in order for the hikes to proceed. So far, there are only 2 people scheduled for this one, so people are encouraged to go ahead and sign up for it. Should be a wonderful day. Oh, that reminds me of a bird thing I want to mention in a second, and I will get to that. Just two more public service announcements. The steak dinner coming to the Legion, that will be part of the Apricot Chocolate Festival. That is on the 26th from 5 until 8 p.m. That's Saturday. Cost is $15 a plate. For kids, there will be hot dog, juice, and chips available for $4. Tickets for the steak dinner are available at the Legion. There are only 100 dinners, and it's available on a first-come, first-served basis. Also, there is going to be an art show. This is put on by the Miyazaki House Society. That'll be happening on that same day, Saturday the 26th, to coincide with the Apricot Festival. Local artists and art collectors are encouraged to share their work for this event. If you'd like more information, call Jane at 256-6808. And it doesn't say here, but I'm guessing that that art show will be taking place at the Miyazaki House itself. Bird thing, yes, this morning at 7 a.m., just as the sun was clearing Fountain Ridge, it must have been 3 or 4 Swainson's thrushes flew into the area surrounding my place. One of them was in a tree right outside my front door, and they were all singing, and it was just such an absolutely wonderful thing. Swainson's thrush have a very, very beautiful song, and they're usually a bit more of a slightly higher altitude bird. You more often find them also in conifer forests, or kind of on the edge between conifers and deciduous. So to find them, to hear them here right in town at almost Main Street level in the middle of summer was a little bit odd, but it's happened before, and it was just a real treat. Okay, for the rest of the hour, we're going to turn to music by Franz Schubert, music he wrote when he was 22 years old. A group of performers were getting together. I don't know if this was for amateur purposes or for a concert, but they were getting together to play a quintet by Jan Nepomuk Hummel. He had written a quintet for piano, violin, viola, cello, and double bass, and they wanted another piece for exactly that same combination of instruments, and so Schubert was commissioned to write something for them. And what he came up with was a very large and a much beloved piece of chamber music. We don't have time for the whole thing today. In fact, we're going to be hearing just kind of the middle sections from the Trout Quintet. It's in five movements. We're hearing movements 2, 3, and 4. The second movement is the slow movement. It's an andante, so not all that slow, very lovely. Then comes a very lively scherzo to follow that, and then we will finish off with the theme and variations of the fourth movement, which is based on the theme of a song by Schubert known as Die Forelle, the Trout. And he wrote a set of variations on that for this instrumental combination that are really quite brilliant. The statement of the theme is given in a very, very simple form, much simpler than it is in the song itself. And then the final variation in the theme and variations is a statement of the song very much as when you hear the song played by a pianist and a singer, except with added string parts and no singer, if that made any kind of sense at all. Anyway, lively, cheery music by Franz Schubert. We'll listen to this recording with Ronan O'Hora on the piano and the Royal members of the Royal Philharmonic Chamber Ensemble.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, we've been listening to music by Franz Schubert. We heard there the second, third, and fourth movements of the Trout Quintet, and that was a recording with Ronan O'Hora playing the piano and members of the Royal Philharmonic Chamber Ensemble. And joining me in the studio now is Fire Chief David Harder. We're going to be talking about a little bit about the fire down towards Lytton, the Botany Road Fire, I think it's, or Botany Creek Fire, I can't remember. But we're also going to talk a little more about the fire safety in our own area. Thanks for coming in, David.
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you.
Okay, sorry, we're getting a little bit of interference from somewhere here. I'm not quite sure what's causing it, a little bit of fuzz, but it should come through okay. David, maybe we could just quickly get through the situation down at the fire north of Lytton, and you can tell us what you know about that.
Well, I get much of the same information that you would from the online sources. 2 days ago, I understood that the fire to be not yet a fire of note at 9 hectares, and last night's update showed the fire at 240 hectares, 0% contained. So there's obviously some aggressive fire behavior there, and I'm sure the crews that are in the area have to exercise utmost caution to make sure that they stay safe.
Absolutely. Do you know how many people are working on that fire?
I do not.
Okay. Actually, I checked the notice here a minute ago, and I think it said that it's now listed as 470 hectares. So that's increased. That's an estimate, and it may just be due to being able to get a better estimate than was had before, but it probably has grown somewhat. This is still listed as an active fire and 0% contained. And there is an evacuation alert in effect for some people. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. So,
preparation for an evacuation order if conditions dictate that they have to get out of the area.
Exactly. Well, and actually, having checked the Environment Canada forecast earlier today, it looks like there are going to be some stronger southerly winds kicking up this afternoon, which will probably affect things, hopefully not negatively, but we'll see. I'll just very briefly run through the information on the evacuation alert here from the Thompson-Nicola Regional District. This is an alert and not an order. I may have given incorrect information earlier on that, so I apologize if I did. I'm not sure if I said. But all properties east of the Fraser River along the Highway 12 corridor from Highway 12 and Botany Creek Road to Highway 12 and the Lalois and Forest Service Road and east to the western boundary of the Botany, I don't think I'm pronouncing that word right, but Bhutani, perhaps, Indian Reserve number 15. That's the information available from the Thompson-Nicola Regional District, and you can go to tnrd.ca if you want to find a link to all of that information. David, obviously we've been very fortunate, knock on wood here so far in Lillooet this year and for the past few years, but just because we've been fortunate, we can't really let our guard down, can we?
No, the conditions here are extreme. Ignition source can certainly create a fire that would be sustainable and could cause us a degree of difficulty that I'm sure nobody wants to experience again. So we have to change our habits somewhat. I think that we can get a little bit lax. We live here because it's hot and it's dry, but we have some responsibilities in conducting our day-to-day life. Even smoking materials and even using our vehicles in the backcountry,
Vehicles, machinery, even tools involving proximity to rocks and things like that, right?
Certainly, all season long we may turn around in our side pasture with no effect whatsoever. Yeah. And we actually had a vehicle that started a fire and thankfully the operator noticed it right away and it was extinguished, but those possibilities are there. And once something starts, a fire is organic and almost a living thing where it's difficult to predict and difficult to control.
I think anybody that was here in 2009 or 2004, but especially 2009, just kind of remembers that there was no way of really knowing what was going to happen from day to day, and the conditions then were very, very similar to now, where even just the duff on the forest floor from the fallen leaves and stuff, that's essentially a flammable dust, isn't it, at this point, and can just go up like that.
The fine fuel moisture codes are through the roof, You know, given those conditions, any type of ignition source is a huge risk.
And but just before we went on the air, you were mentioning about recent fires that were started. You said some were numbers that were lightning and others that were human.
Certainly. So the provincial stats on fires that they were able to determine cause, 28 were lightning caused, which really we have no control over. Yeah. But five of those were human caused fires. So if we can't control nature, we should be very cognizant of the fact that that our activities don't ignite a fire that can take off on us.
For sure. And people need to be aware, especially of things like fuel levels that might, or fuel that might be accumulated around their homes as well, right? Dead leaves, or whatever it might be.
Certainly, yes. And that should be an ongoing activity to keep those things down. And we shouldn't wait till this point in the year to start doing it.
Exactly.
But if people haven't, then
now's a good time. Better now than not at all. Yeah,
for sure.
Okay. Well, thank you for those words of warning, and I hope everybody will take them to heart. We have been lucky now for the past 5 years in not having any problems here. A lot of great work was done after the 2009 fire to take out a lot of the fuel and things that could have been a problem. But it's very easy after 5 years to start slacking off and expect that everything is okay, and it isn't necessarily, right?
Yes, you know, there's a lot of preparation work that needs to, again, be ongoing, and we shouldn't wait for the last minute to start taking those tasks on.
Right, okay. Now, neither David or I are real Twitter experts, Twitter jockeys, I guess. I don't know if that's a word or not, but we'll make it one now. But the District of Lillooet and the Lillooet Fire Department both have Twitter accounts, right?
That's correct. And being a newbie at it, I'm not even really sure how to find us at this point, but I think my handle is David@LillooetFD. And the district has a page that is @VisitLillooet. And we also have a Facebook page that is on Facebook, obviously.
That's
and
a fire department.
That's fire department. Okay. That's correct. And we post notices on there. And something worth mentioning also is that we are going to be doing a emergency operations center training workshop. Like in 2009, when we had the local state of emergency, an EOC was established, and it takes local volunteers to operate this exercise. So if anybody was interested in taking part in that training, they would be more than welcome, and we will be putting a notice on our Facebook page on when and where that's available. It takes a pile of people to make that thing tick, and it's vital to the success of the operation.
Okay, well, most people at least know how to find these things, but a simple Googling Lillooet Fire Department Twitter, that'll get you to the Twitter account, I'm sure, and likewise for the Facebook page, it should be fairly easy. Just briefly before we wrap up here, David, I wanted to mention something that we posted on our Radio Lillooet website you contacted me about earlier in the year, a program the fire department is running to help people install smoke detectors in their homes, right? That program is still going?
That program is still going, and we still have funds and alarms available. We had crews that went out 3 weeks ago and did a door-to-door in some of our neighborhoods here, and we will look to do that again as the volunteers have some time.
Okay.
We keep them fairly busy with training, but everybody knows that this is an important and a valuable task, so we'll find some time to do it again. The applications are available on our website for the smoke alarms. It's that early detection saves lives, and it also gives us a greater ability to be successful in saving a home. And a fact that is worthwhile mentioning also is that within about a 2-year span, we had 5 house fires.
Yeah.
Of those, 4 did not have smoke alarm protection.
Mm.
1 did. Only 1 was inhabitable after the event was over.
Yeah.
So they work, they protect you, they protect your stuff.
Okay. If you go to the Radio Lillooet website, which is radiolillooet.ca, and look for the Lillooet Public Service Announcements page, you will find at the bottom of that more information about the program David was just talking about, and also a link to the Lillooet Fire Department's webpage where you can download the application that he was talking about. David, thanks very much for coming in. Keep me informed, and we will keep passing stuff on to the public. If you or anybody from the district has any more important information you want to get out or wants to talk here on the Radio Lillooet, you're more than welcome. Just get in touch with me, either probably best at my home number.
That sounds great. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Okay, thanks for coming in, David. Okay, that's it for me. That's it for today's show. I'm just going to give you a quick recap here on the weather because you might have missed it at the top of the show. As of 9 a.m., our temperature is up to 22 degrees, which I think is about where it was when I came in. Kind of nice. We're having a little bit cooler. Environment Canada says mixture sun and cloud today, local smoke, wind from the south at 40, gusting to 60, increasing to 60 with gusts to 80 this afternoon, a high today of 28, UV index at 8, which is very high. There's that noise coming in, our little electronic squeal coming in. Has nothing to do with me. Tonight, mainly cloudy, 30% chance of showers overnight, low tonight of 19. And then tomorrow and Sunday both look mainly cloudy, chance of showers each day, and daytime highs staying around 26, 27, overnight lows around 15 degrees. That's it for me. I'll say thanks very much for listening. Hope everybody has themselves a great day. Stay tuned now. I will leave you with music from the Folk World Reggae playlist.
Say bamba, say da, da. Did you bamba, say da?